Let's read together Proverbs chapter 27, verses 14 through 28. In the second half of Proverbs chapter 27, we have some more great proverbs to give us guidelines for living a godly life. Proverbs chapter 27, beginning with verse 14. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him. A continual dripping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit, so he who waits on his master will be honored. As in water face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. Sheol and destruction, or death and destruction, are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, and a man is valued or tested by what others say of him. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart from him. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. When the hay is removed and the tender grass shows itself, and the herbs of the mountain are gathered in, the lambs will provide your clothing, and the goats the price of a field. You shall have enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and the nourishment of your maidservants. Let's begin our study of this second half of Proverbs 27 with some background notes. Now, for our background notes, let's consider the mortar and pestle of verse 22. Verse 22, once again. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart from him. Now, do you know what a mortar and a pestle are? For us in the older generation, we remember that every drugstore or pharmacy would use the mortar and pestle as a symbol. And you didn't pass chemistry in high school if you hadn't used a mortar and pestle. The mortar is essentially a bowl in which substances are crushed or pulverized with a pestle, which is a club-shaped handheld tool used for mashing or grinding the substance in the mortar. Some homes, even today, have a mortar and pestle in the kitchen for grinding and crushing herbs and spices. The point of the proverb is that while you can easily separate wheat from chaff with a mortar and pestle, it's not so easy to separate a fool from his folly. However, remember that this is a proverb, a general truth stated in general terms. We know from the further revelation of Scripture that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ can separate a fool from his folly, because what is impossible for man is possible with God. Mark 10:27. With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Mark 10:27. Now, once again, let's consider our main doctrinal point for the Proverbs of Solomon. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verse 14, he who blesses his friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him. Now, what's the point of this proverb anyway? Well, did you ever get an early morning phone call which woke you up before your normal get-up time? Even though the call was from a friend and maybe he or she blessed you with a loud voice, how did you feel? Now, there are a couple of other interpretations for this proverb, but the main idea seems to be that timing and sensitivity to others are important guidelines for living. Verses 15 and 16. Proverbs 27, verses 15 and 16. A continual dripping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. The Bible is not teaching here that all women are contentious or that there are no contentious men around. No. But just as there would be continual dripping somewhere in the ancient homes on rainy days, which would be very annoying and hard to stop, so is the constant scolding and nagging and complaining of a contentious woman. To try and stop the continual drip, drip, drip is like trying to stop the wind or hold on to olive oil. Try it. You will not be successful. Again, this is a proverb, a general truth stated in general terms. We know now, with the coming of the gospel, that what could not be controlled about a person before their conversion can be controlled under the power of the Holy Spirit, enabling the new life that we have in Christ. Verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. How do you keep your kitchen knives sharp? Well, nowadays, we have automatic sharpeners. But in the old days, you would rub each side of the cutting edge along an iron rod with fine ridges like a file. The same would be true of an ancient sword or plow. Iron sharpened iron. In the same way, we sharpen each other by sharing opinions and exchanging ideas and asking questions. This is why my favorite technique of teaching is the classroom or seminar style, where people are free to ask questions and give feedback. It's helpful to me and hopefully to you as well. This proverb, of course, relates to many areas where we have social contact with others. For example, talking to fellow workers on the job or in the office, or speaking to neighbors, or discussing current events in small groups, etc., etc. All of these social contacts are good and stimulate our minds and help develop our personalities and mold our character. Now, a specific application of this proverb would be the mutual benefit that we as believers receive when we discuss Scripture. You know, just yesterday I was with a group of four Christian men, and we were discussing what the Bible teaches about time and eternity. It was amazing how each man added to the discussion. This was not a debate, and it was not just one man doing all the talking and trying to take over. No, it was essentially a friendly roundtable conversational Bible study. And we all benefited from this discussion. We were not only edified because it was the Word of God that was before us, but we were all sharpened up, as it were, with the different comments and ideas and insights coming from different men with different backgrounds. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Verse 18, whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit, so he who waits on his master will be honored. The fig tree needed closer attention than other plants and trees, but the caring farmer was rewarded with a good harvest of figs. In the same way, if you pay close attention to your job and serve your employer well, it is a general truth that you will be rewarded. It's just a matter of time. And this is certainly true in the spiritual realm. If we serve our Lord and Master well, we will be rewarded. Verse 19, as in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. Do you want to know what you really look like? Not just that beautiful or handsome person you think you look like? Then look in a mirror or a reflecting clear water pond, and you will see what you really look like. And do you want to know what kind of person you really are? Not just that wonderful person you think you are? Then examine the thoughts and desires of your heart in the light of God's Word. That's where you will find your real character revealed. Verse 20. Sheol and destruction, or death and destruction, are never full. So the eyes of man are never satisfied. Death and the grave are never full. There is always room for more. And man's coveting nature is never satisfied because we still have a fallen, sinful nature. We are all vulnerable to the lust of the eye. That is the strong desire for more stuff. I'm reading 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust or strong desire of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. Only by the grace of God in Christ can we resist. Verse 21. We will come back to verse 21 for our practical application. And verse 22 we looked at under our background notes. Verses 23 through 27. These verses go together. Proverbs 27, beginning now with verse 23. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. For riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. When the hay is removed and the tender grass shows itself and the herbs of the mountain are gathered in, the lambs will provide your clothing and the goats the price of a field. You shall have enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household and the nourishment of your maidservants. These verses are very practical and have a spiritual application for the ministry. The main idea here is to use diligence in conserving what we have and wisely use our resources because conditions change, both money and the powers that be. Verse 24, for riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. But if you wisely plant and harvest, and wisely manage your flocks and herds, you will have enough milk and food and clothing and income for your whole household. Verses 25 through 27. Let's read those verses once again. When the hay is removed and the tender grass shows itself and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in, the lambs will provide your clothing and the goats the price of a field. You shall have enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and the nourishment of your maidservants. Now, the spiritual application for churches and ministries is obvious. If spiritual leaders carefully manage their resources and flocks, there will be stability and blessing and growth. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. And that brings us to our practical application for the second half of Proverbs 27. Have you passed the praise test? Have you passed the praise test? Verse 21, the refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, and a man is valued or tested by what others say of him or by the praise he receives. Now, you may have thought that the proverb should have read, the refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, and a man is tested or valued by the problems he goes through. That would seem to be a good parallel, right? But no, it is by the praise he receives. He is tested or valued by the praise he receives. So what's the idea here? How are we tested by praise? Well, some commentators suggest that what we praise and put high on our priority list is a test of our character. Well, that is certainly biblically true. But is that the main idea in this proverb? Probably not. What is the parallel between the refining crucible and furnace, which burn away the dross and leave the pure, precious metal, and being tested by praise? The parallel is how you handle the praise you receive, as most of your translations indicate. Does the praise you receive go to your head and you become proud and arrogant? Or does praise result in your continuing to do what's right from an even purer motive? The dross is removed. You could go either way. Praise becomes a test of your character. Have you passed the praise test?